This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, so the snowstorm. It is, as we all know, going to be a big one. So big in Washington, D.C. that the city's metro system has already shut down, as have government and private sector offices all over town.
You have reached the office of Congresswoman Norton. The office will be closed Friday, January the 22nd, due to the predicted snowstorm. Please have a safe weekend.
It's easy for those of us not in the path of this thing to make fun, but to be clear here, storms like this are dangerous. They can also literally change the way we live and what we expect from our public officials, big city mayors in particular. Yoni Applebaum, the Washington bureau chief at The Atlantic magazine, has written recently about the Great White Hurricane of 1888. So we got him on the phone. Yoni, it's good to have you with us.
Nice to be here.
So tell us about this Great White Hurricane of 1888.
Well, it was a cataclysmic storm. It killed 400 people, it sank 200 ships, and it paralyzed the northeastern United States for days on end.
And it was the thing that broke urban Americans out of this, island of safety they thought they lived in, right?
Yeah, they were really proud of all their newfangled contrivances, all of the electric wires strung from house to house, the street railroads. Urban life seemed like a safe place to be. And the storm brought home to them that the very things that made their urban existence so pleasant on a daily basis made them uniquely vulnerable to natural disasters.
And as they're digging out from these, what was it, like a 52-foot snowdrift in Brooklyn or something, right? As they're digging out, what do they ask of their public officials and their leadership?
Well, up until then, mayors had hunkered down for storms and come out a few days later. They'd encourage people to clean up the mess on their own. But that turned out not to be possible with a storm of this scale hitting urban areas. It took a collective effort to dig out the city, and people started to use blizzards as the yardstick by which they measured the performance of their municipal governments.
What did mayors do in the past? Did they just kind of sit there and let things happen? I mean, it's not like the first snowstorm ever was 1888.
More or less, though. They'd sometimes send rollers out into the street to make way for sleighs and sleds, but you couldn't maintain the kind of urban infrastructure that America was developing if you called on people to shovel out their own sidewalks. If you're going to have mass transit, something had to clear the tracks. If you're going to have an electric grid, you're going to have to bury the wires so they weren't so vulnerable. And that's exactly what they did after the storm. They put in miles of pneumatic tubes underneath the streets of New York to ensure that the mail could go through. They found lots of ways to make cities more resilient, and that meant a more robust local government.
And hence, now we have 24 or 36 hours in advance of this storm, Mayor Bowser in Washington and Mayor de Blasio in New York calling states of emergency and telling everybody to prepare for Armageddon, basically.
Most of the time, it's really hard to tell how good a job your mayor is doing. But you know if that street's not shoveled. You know if it takes a week to send a plow down your side street. And so mayors try to get out ahead of these storms these days. They try to convince their electorates they're doing everything they possibly can to prepare for the storm before it hits.
And here we are 120-something years after the storm of 1888 with all the problems big city mayors have, and they're still judged by snowstorms.
They are, because it's still awfully hard to get around the streets if there's 52 feet of snow drifted up against a wall.
Yoni Applebaum, he is the Washington bureau chief at The Atlantic magazine. Yoni, thanks very much.
Nice to be with you, Guy.